Wealth Within offers a range of investment and educational services to help you secure your financial future. Whether you're an aspiring trader or simply want to increase the strength of your portfolio, Wealth Within are dedicated to maximising your investment returns.
What's next?
It's not Blake, is it, from Wealth Within?
No, Blake's a very conservative fellow. He's concentrating more on the share market.
Good afternoon.
How are you, Blake?
Good morning, gentlemen. How are we?
We're good, thank you.
Fantastic.
Now, how are things at Wealth Within up there in leafy Hawthorne at the moment?
Fantastic. The sun is shining. I'm just looking at my office right now, and it looks pretty good. How's things down in Geelong?
Yes, it is looking very good. We're told it might become unsettled. You know,
We
might get some showers later and even a possible storm coming through, but it doesn't look like it at the moment.
No, it doesn't look like it at the moment, so it's looking quite good.
You'll be off down Glenferrie Road, al fresco, in a few minutes?
I could possibly be, Ian. That could be on the cards. Yes, why not? Why not? Sounds good.
But, more importantly, you've done a lot of research. You've done a lot of prep for today's show.
Of course.
As always. And
yes.
What's this market doing today? Are we still around the 4,300 mark?
We've actually dropped off a bit today, Ian. This morning, I looked a few minutes ago just before getting on the radio, and we're down about 50 points. And from what I can sort of see and what I've been reading this morning, that's really just on the back of a couple of things. Importantly, a lot of the information coming out of Europe. So just sort of to sort of keep you up to speed there, what we're looking at the moment is that all the political fighting that's going on over there still hasn't really been resolved, and we're just waiting for a bit of solid data to come out of Europe as to really what they're going to do. Are they going to put some sort of plan in place to help out with the debt crisis? And how's that going to actually unfold? So we're just waiting on that data to come through, and also some data coming out of China. Their inflation numbers are due out this week, so just waiting on those numbers to come through to see whether there's any rise or fall in inflation from China. We're hoping there's going to be a bit of a fall. That's what people are hoping.
Yeah, there's been speculation that it might not be, and there's also speculation we might not get the truth as well.
Well, that's the thing as well. I mean, talking to a few people sort of inside or that do know a lot about China definitely agree 100% that what we hear from the government and what is actually going on inside the country are two totally different things. So probably too big of a subject to talk about on the radio today, That's what can happen.
Yes, just be wary of it all. But that is disappointing, down 50 points on the stock market. The banks or resources being affected, have you had a close look?
I haven't looked at resources today. I think the banks were pretty steady. I mean, that's just sort of typical of what's going on at the moment. So generally across the board, we're probably going to be down a little bit today. But just talking about the banks, we've obviously had our interest rate cut recently.
Yeah. No surprise to you, obviously.
No, I was thinking they were going to give it a bit of a cut, given what's sort of going on, more from a global economic perspective, but also to a certain degree what's going on down here. We've obviously had quite a few retailers, more importantly on sort of the eastern seaboard, closing down. You may have heard yesterday, Fletcher Jones.
Yes, we've got a Fletcher Jones store right here in the heart of Geelong.
Yes.
Been there for long as I can remember, and my grandparents would remember. That has come, it's a bit of an icon, isn't it? You know, well, I haven't been into it. I suppose I'm one of the people that's to blame. I haven't been into a Fletcher Jones store for years, but my parents did nothing but Fletcher Jones, you know.
Yeah, exactly. And so it sort of brings to the end, I think the company's been around for almost 100 years or so, and so again, brings to an end one of those iconic retail brands, and we've seen a few of those over the last 12 months or so with Borders and Angus and Robertson, the bookstores coming to a close as well. So just another one, unfortunately. But with regard to the interest rate cut, so obviously a nice little Christmas present for mortgage holders, so it's good that they'll hopefully be saving a bit of money, and that tends to, with that particular cut, so we've got 25 basis points, we're down to 4.25% for the actual cash rate, but in terms of interest rates themselves, people with an average sort of $300,000 mortgage are looking to save around about $50 a month.
Right. I'm glad to see you've done your homework on that. Now, I mentioned earlier in the show, one of the leading bookmakers, Centrebet, one of the biggest online bookmakers, are now betting on the Reserve Bank decision of early next year. I think it's
really?
February they sit. And they've got another rate cut as hot favourite, $1.60, for the rate to be cut, or $2.30 to remain as is. And already some of the punters I've spoken to have said that's a good bet. What would you feel about that?
I'd probably be in agreement with that, Ian, but for me as well, it really depends on what's going to be happening overseas. So if some more bad news filters out from either Europe or the US, then I would definitely sort of be on the side that, that we are likely to see more interest rate cuts. But again, to me, it's really dependent on that. So if perhaps, you know, Greece or Italy or some bad news comes out of there that perhaps they are very close to default again, then I think that that is going to affect our economy and we are likely to see rates get cut again.
It's not good news for superannuants and self-funded retirees who are relying on bank interest or term deposits. I mean, they're already taking a belting on the stock market, and where they were getting 6% for their money not all that long ago, they're heading south towards 5% now.
Exactly right. And look, for me, that's a huge reason for people to really educate themselves on what they're doing from an investment point of view and not just leaving it up to chance. So obviously at Wealth Within, we do teach people how to educate themselves with respect to the share market and really learn how to trade. And it's a life skill. It's not something that you should leave to chance. And we obviously have a range of courses that we can provide people and train people on how to trade successfully.
Yeah, well, it's absolutely essential now, isn't it?
It is.
And you've got other people, coat pullers, as we call them, on the racetrack, saying get into gold, you know. But it's no certainty. Some people are saying it'll go over $2,000 an ounce in the new year, but that's very speculative. That's almost like that's gambling, like
similar
to CAB. Go for gold.
Gambling on the rates.
Exactly right.
It is interesting. But the Aussie dollar, well, we were talking with our man from Western Union, and it's over above parity, and it makes a lot of people happy.
It certainly does, and for me, the dollar's really back above parity based on some strong economic data that we saw in the September quarter. Wayne Swan came out beaming the other day, basically saying how great the economy is doing, but again, it's really strongly reliant on what's happening over in WA with the whole mining sector, and there's a lot of big money still going through and a lot of large projects over in WA, and that's then obviously filtering through to the rest of the economy. And so with that, obviously a lot of outside investors are quite confident with the Aussie, and that's the reason for the dollar going up over the last week or so.
Yeah, and one would anticipate that it'll stay that way for a while, so...
I would assume so, based on sort of how we're going at the moment. We normally see the dollar tend to pull back a bit, particularly when we actually see rate cuts, because, again, obviously people with their overall investments are getting less of a return, so people start to perhaps divest themselves from Australian assets. But, again, based on the economic data that's actually filtering through, I think people are still quite keen to stay where they are now, particularly with the whole Australian side of things, because they are getting a much better return than they can anywhere in the world.
Well, that's exactly right. We're still pretty well off here. Look, if we want to get more education, we should check out the Wealth Within website, shouldn't we?
Yes, so which is wealthwithin.com.au, so people can come there and also get some free information on what we actually do from an education point of view, but also listen to podcasts. They can listen to recordings of the phone conversations that we have with Pulse.
Yes, and also with Dale Gillam. His reports are up there as well,
yes,
are they?
Yes, of course they are.
The guru, yes.
Yes, of course, and Janine's on there from time to time as well. So
excellent.
There's plenty of info there for people to get up to speed on what's happening on the market and also on our Facebook page, so facebook.com/wealthwithin.
Well, it's all there. Thanks again for that.
No
worries
at all.
We move on. The midday news coming up very quickly, so thanks. Have a lovely weekend, won't you? And we'll talk to you again soon, Blake.
Not a problem
Christmas.
At all. Thank you, gentlemen.
Talking Wealth was brought to you by Wealth Within. To learn how you too can maximise your investment returns, call 1300 ShareTrade.